Welcome everybody to another episode of my podcast. This episode was supposed to be recorded last week, as in the week I dropped the previous episode, and then I was supposed to be recording another episode today, but things happened, so hopefully I can record another episode Sunday to give the Patreon viewers something extra special and have something pre-recorded so I don't have to stress myself out as much. But what's up, how y'all fellow loners doing? That sounds retarded. Ooh, I'm going to get hunted for that one. But anyways, how are my fellow listeners doing? How y'all doing? How y'all doing this week? I'm doing okay-ish. Fantastic. If you're wondering why my headband is wrapped, for the people that are watching the video, yeah, I got my hair did, but I don't feel like taking it out and all that shit, because I'm not into that. So let me tell you about my week. I got all that shit done Sunday. There are people in the back talking and yelling. I don't know if you could hear them, but I'm sorry if you can. But my week, Sunday is when I got my hair a shape up. Oh, hold on. Sunday was when I got a shape up and my hair did. What the fuck? These people in the back are ghetto. I'm so sorry. I don't know if you could hear that, but yeah. I got my hair did that Sunday and it was good. It was really excruciating. So for people who don't know, I have dreadlocks. Or just locks, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And a lot of people try to tell me to get my hair fixed like every month and stuff, but I don't do it every month. I used to do it every month, but I stopped. And the reason I stopped is because I wanted to give my locks more time to grow out. Because 1 month, I don't care who you are, you shouldn't have to retwist your hair every month. Like, once you have locks, you shouldn't have to retwist your hair every month. And plus, retwisting every month could actually damage your locks more than help it. So usually I let it grow out for like 3 to 4 months and just let it have a breath of fresh air and whatever. I still try to maintain a regular haircut, like the shape up and stuff, but it doesn't work out all the time like I want to. But yeah, Sunday was when I got my locks did. I got my haircut Saturday. And unfortunately, my face decided to break out after that. And it is sort of my barber's fault in a way. Because, okay, I don't know if any other barbers do this. But I don't know if y'all spray some type of WD-40 on the blades or whatever to loosen it up. I don't know. But WD-40 has, my face has a major reaction to whatever the fuck is in WD-40. And it fucks up my entire face, like completely leaves it dry and breaks out for a while. And I told him that. And I guess he forgot because he still put WD-40 on the fucking shit anyways. And my entire face broke out. Now, you might not be able to see it right now, but it's like really dry, and I have combination skin. Like, some places it's not dry, other places it is dry. And, or maybe I have just dry skin, I don't know, I'll figure that one out later. But anyways, you can't see it, and even if you could see it, it's not really that bad compared to when it first was like fucking, when I first, shit, compared to when it first got cut. I had the words, my mind is thinking about 50 million things right now. I'm so sorry. Speaking of that, I just ate too and drank a cup of water, so that's why I'm having these weird pauses, hiccups. But speaking of that, I think I might have a slight ADHD or something. I have to get that checked out. because sometimes I could talk about something and my brain would pause because I'm thinking about something else. And that sometimes I would talk about the things that I'm thinking when I'm talking about something different. And my mind just switches rapidly and stuff. I don't know if that's how ADHD works. So I'm not trying to offend or anybody who has it. But I whatever the fuck is going on with me, I want to get it checked out. But yeah, that was the beginning of my week so far. Got my hair cut on that Saturday. Got a nice fresh shape up. Got my hair did on Sunday. Shout out to Anna. Y'all know who Anna is. If you, the real OGs who've been listening, you know, Lano's girlfriend. If you know who Lano is, Anna, she does hair. She also does locks. Hit her up. But yeah, that was the beginning of my week. Then we started work this week. Work is not stressful, but it's not really good. This is the topic I wanted to talk about for a while. The place I work, I will not name. I will not say any specific names about this company. Just know it's a terrible company. And they want you to work hard for a little bit of money. And they want you to be a slave to what they are doing. And that's no good. I say this because I've noticed these little things in the workplace. The people who are higher up, the bosses in the office. Well, first off, before I say this, I live in the Bahamas. We are a predominantly black country, or whatever you want to fucking call it. But there are also white people here. And I have nothing against white people. I am not racist in the slightest. But whereas the racism issue is, I guess, dying down in the States, but still relevant, it's really, really relevant over here. Because over here, we live way in the past. We're a Caribbean country, so you should know how that goes. So we are black people working under white people. The white people are the higher ups. Now, before I came to this job, I almost dropped the name. The owner of this job, before he died, his previous workers who were here, who have been working here for years, like 20 plus years, 10 plus years, they had a lot of benefits and bonuses and stuff. He was a white man, of course. He's the owner of the company. And he apparently still had his ways. I only know this from word of mouth. But he still tried to make sure everyone ate. Now, when he passed away, his kids took over the company. And they took all of the benefits with his passing and with their takeover. That means we get no overtime, no bonuses, no none of that. So when I came, I basically came to that job in the state. I just came this year around, May? I can't remember the date. But yeah, I say this to say that, yeah, it's a company run by white people who employ black people to do hard labor for a small fee. And that is no good. And even if we take the skin color out of the equation, these are higher people with wealthier people than us, who are stingy with the money they have and will refuse to work out anything with you, and decide to pay us a very, very small fee, which they can make back in less than 5 minutes. If you combine all the employees that work under them, they can make that back less than probably an hour or 50, 30 minutes or 10 minutes. I don't know. But I'm saying this to say, I've noticed this thing going around my work. And mainly, I learned a few of these things too from my mentor at work. He's also my partner at work. He's about 50 years old. He has turned 50. But we have a genuine friendship, partnership, all the types. You know, whatever the fuck you want to call it. You get the point. We as boys. That's all you need to know. We as fucking boys, daddy. But you're right. And he's been there for longer than majority of those people. Close to 30 years. I'm not going to give the exact number of years, but it's close to 30 years. And I've learned from him of how that entire place operates. You have these people in higher positions that try to work you. I'm talking about people that look just like me. Same skin color. Exact and all that shit. Who came from a similar struggle as me. Bahamians, fellow Bahamians. Who try to kill themselves for that little bit of money to get some recognition from the higher ups there. And it's funny because the higher ups literally don't give a fuck about these people. You could die today or tomorrow and they will replace you in a fucking instant. And I see these people try to kill themselves over this shit. Try to overwork themselves over this job. It's never gonna fucking happen for me. And I just want to say, I'm saying this to those of you who are employed by companies, especially like manual labor companies, to Jesus fucking Christ. Hold on. Loud ass truck. Wow. Anyways, I'm saying this for any of you employed by any type of company. Do not overwork yourself for any of these companies. Do not follow these companies' rules by the T. I don't give a fuck how much they pay you, how much they give you. Of course, don't do any wild shit to cause yourself to get fired. But don't try to be perfect. They don't care about you. They care about the money, and that's all they care about. And be careful who you trust on these jobs. And be careful who you see as people who are... Observe the people who are higher positions than you, like managers and shit. Because... Oh my God. That is genuinely annoying. Great. Now I have to edit, like make that sound like some type of white noise. Whatever. But yeah, I say that to say, bro, don't let these companies stress you out. The stress is not worth it. Take time, take care of yourself, handle your needs. They don't give a fuck. And don't fall into the ploy or into their tactics of where they have to tell you, where they want you to tell you, where they want you to tell them shit of what's going on in your life, because they'll use it against you. They don't want you to win at anything. They want you to do everything for the company. They don't want you to have your own life. I encourage you to get your shit done. It's fine if you're working for a company. I'm not disgracing anybody working a 9-to-5 for a company, but don't let that company control your life. If they threaten your job, if they tell you that you're going to get fired if you don't do something that is above your pay grade or that is clearly stressing you out to the point of no return, let them fire you or quit. Leave that job. They don't deserve your time. They don't deserve your mental health. they don't deserve you, and you don't deserve that stress. Money is good. Don't get me wrong. We need money to survive and to operate in this world. But it's never. But what good is the money if you're dead? One of my mother's co-workers. She works. My mother works for the hospital in the warehouse, by the way. One of her co-workers died because of stress. Because his bosses was overworking him and stressing him while he also was trying to do things of his own. That infuriated me deep down and made me sick. Because you know how bad it has to be for you to pressure a person so much, to stress a person out so much that they die from stress. That's terrible. That's just downright terrible. No human deserves that type of treatment. Not one. But people do it anyways. And the sick thing about it is some of these people who are even hiring you, they might want you to do favors for them, want you to do other things for them, a lot of things for them. But when you in need and when you get kicked down to the curb and you need something, they won't do a fuck for you. They don't give a damn about you. Because that's how they operate. They want to be up, but they want to see you stay down. But it ain't gonna happen. Don't let them do it to you. If you're working in a work environment that's like actually really healthy and positive, still keep your eye out. I say keep your eye out because even if the higher ups aren't scummy, you still have coworkers that could be shitty people. And you have coworkers that suck up to these people in higher parts of the company. What me and my partner like to call it is brownie points. These people look for brownie points. Obviously, that's a term that's been used before. But I'm just saying, these people like to search for brownie points. And these people are fucking loud behind me and I'm getting irritated. Because this is a quiet neighborhood. People don't usually be this loud. What the fuck is the need? It's a fucking Thursday night, guys. It's a Thursday night. There's no need to be this fucking loud. Disgusting. But yeah, you have people, and you also have people at your job who try to belittle you. You gotta watch out for people. Remember, at work, everybody who smiles up and laughs up in your face, and this is what my partner told me, everybody who laughs up and smiles up in your face is not your friend. Be careful of what these people say. Be careful. Sit and observe and listen to what they say. Watch their movements. Cover your eyes. Yeah, you could laugh with them, joke with them, but they saying some slick shit on the side or something. You gotta be careful how you move. You gotta distance yourself a certain way. You gotta watch how people move. We had an incident at work. I think it was last week. Where one of our co-workers, something happened. The whole situation had happened, basically. The whole situation had happened. And he got sent home for it. Now, I won't go into detail with the situation, but he got sent home from it. Now, the issue wasn't that serious for him to have to get sent home. And it was a sad situation to see because, yes, this co-worker of ours has done some pretty stupid shit from time to time. But when you send someone home, how our job is, you send someone home before half day, they get cut for the entire day. He does some stupid shit, but he doesn't do stupid shit to the point where it warrants him to get sent home and or puts people in danger, right? But I say this to say, they sent him home and his pay got cut. That's not good, because everybody trying to eat, especially in these struggling hard times. And I get you could do a coworker, you make your mind do some stupid shit. But if it's not warrant something where you have to go and report it or what's not, just leave it alone. Right? Saves you the headache, saves that person the headache, saves a whole lot of future headaches. If it ain't worth it, don't fuck with it. I got in this situation. I didn't even talk about this. I got in this situation. Wow. These motherfuckers loud and screaming. What the fuck? But I got into a situation where I was yelled at work by someone, one of, I guess you say, co-workers, because he works with us, but not really. But, and he was saying, I need to watch where I'm going, because I almost hit him in the truck. So he was yelling at me and shit. I didn't even know what the fuck happened. He said I almost hit him. Now, at first glance, it sounds like, whoa, what am I mad about, right? I almost hit him. See, it's a flatbed truck. He was not in front of me when I almost hit him. Apparently, he was behind the fucking truck. Behind the truck. And I was squeezing in between a tight place. I was told I was clear and I went through. It was a tight squeeze between like the little office, mini office section and another car. But I was going through slowly. I got yelled. That same person almost got hit. His leg almost got hit apparently. Was yelling at me because, oh, here comes another car. Was yelling at me because I almost hit his leg. Now, I wasn't even trying to say I wasn't in the wrong when I came down. What pissed me off was the way he approached me. He didn't cuss at me, but he came at me carrying on and freaking out and talked to me like I'm his child or something. At the time this happened, I wasn't even 21 yet. I was 20. Doesn't matter. I'm 20, 21. Whatever, right? I'm not a fucking kid. I'm not a child. I'm a grown man. Don't just come up to me and talk to me like any type of way. And I told him. He came to me and he apologized. And he's telling me what happened. I said, yeah, whatever. I'm not mad at the fact that I'm not trying to say that I didn't almost hit you. But it's how you approach me. I'm not your child. Me and you supposed to be cool, which is true. Me and him supposed to be cool because that was the first person who showed me around the warehouse on my first day of work and stuff. And we was cool from then, but whatever. But I didn't like that situation because you don't talk to me any type of fucking way. You approach me like a grown-ass adult. You don't come yelling at me while I'm sitting down in the truck. I don't even know what the fuck you saying. And then you turn away from me, continue to say whatever the fuck you saying while I'm still in the truck and ain't even could face me face-to-face about the issue. That's a bitch move. I told them, don't approach me like that again. We cool, but don't ever try that shit with me again. But from that day on, shit ain't been the same. Because once you move a funny certain type of way, I know that I deal with you a different type of way. I let that shit slide. My partner dealt with it. He went and dealt with it. They dealt with the rest of that, whatever happened. Cool. Next time it happened ain't gonna be the same. But I pray it won't be a next time. And the position he just got to at that time is another thing that he's been struggling with and what other people have been telling him about too. he's a security, essentially, if you know what I mean. He checks the vehicles for the stuff we put on the back of the vehicles to make sure they are correct with the stuff that's on the paper. That way, they won't be taking anything extra, right? But he does a little bit. He goes, does a little bit too extra. He likes to go above and beyond and try to tell you how to do your own job. He's been told off multiple times about doing his fucking job, and I think he's getting the idea. But my point is, at work, you gotta watch these people who you work with and who you're around. They may laugh up in your face, they may talk to you or whatever, but not everybody who smiles with you is your friend. I have no type of hate for anybody at my work. I don't give a fuck. To be honest, I don't care enough to have anything towards them. But if I feel like you showing me a certain type of vibe or trying to show me up or embarrass me in front of people or act a certain type of way, first off, I could tell you about your ass. Second off, I could distance myself from you because I don't want to have to tell you about your ass and then beat the fuck out of you. I say to beat the fuck out of pot because I'm not a violent person. I'm not a violent person. But things could escalate quickly. And from experience, I know things could escalate no matter what. Great. My mother started the car and she's going somewhere. I don't know where. But back to the point I was making. You gotta be careful. Another thing is you gotta be careful how you approach people on your job. And people in general, wherever you go, you don't just come to people in any or any type of way. You don't come in a new position, in a new job, position, whatever, trying to tell people how to do their job. You don't come there trying to downsize people. You treat everybody with respect. But that's what these companies don't do. And if you let them take advantage of you, you let them treat you like dog shit, that's all they'll ever be to you. Dog shit. That's all you will ever be to them. Sorry, dog shit. You will be dog shit to them, and they won't give a fuck about you or your circumstances. Oh, you got sick? Well, you have 5 sick days. If you don't come back to work and you're still sick, you gotta too fucking bad. Go home. You got an injury. You broke your leg or your arm and it wasn't on work grounds. Well, you better be back in a week or two. You better be back in 2 weeks or else you don't have a job anymore. That's fucking ridiculous. You know how that sounds. They don't give a fuck. They want you to work. Even if you're still on recovery with your broken leg or whatever. Or even women have it hard over there. Even if you're on maternity leave or something, they won't even try to give you fucking that. It's ridiculous. It's a shitty job. I don't recommend people for this job unless you really have to, which is my case. I'm trying to learn all I could learn from this job. And because of who my partner is, I don't have it as bad on this job, but it's not a good job regardless. It's still a terrible job, terrible pay and all that, but I'm just doing it because I have to do what I gotta do. And when this kicks off, hopefully when this whole thing kicks off and other things kick off, I won't have to do this job anymore, and maybe I can start my own business and employ people and give them better chances and be better. And I hope I could choose a successor to be as good or even better than me. Like, you know, that's how I want to do it. Another thing is, trying to, you don't get injured on this job. Getting injured on this job is could be the bane of your fucking existence. I say that because if you get injured on a job and you don't deal with that injury right away, you decide to wait to next day, like, or something to deal with that, you way too late. That has nothing to do with them anymore. As far as they're concerned, that's not their fucking problem. Even if it happened on their grounds, they don't give a fuck. You waited too long. They won't cover it. You gotta pay it out of your own money or out of your own insurance money. You better have life insurance. Or take the insurance they offer you, because you won't fucking need it. And even when you get that insurance, cover your ass at all times. Don't ever try to break your back for these customers, for these people, for no fucking buddy. Because it ain't worth it. They don't care about you. These companies do not give a fuck about you. They just want to see you crash and burn. I'm trying to dedicate most of my focus to podcast episodes and shit and giving y'all content. I just, when I come to work, I don't even bother anybody at work. I come to work, do my fucking job, and get the fuck out. That's all I do. I don't say nothing to nobody. I don't try to interact with anybody. Which is funny, because you have actual people at my work who try to fuck with me on more than one occasion, and they say some weird shit. And it really doesn't get to me, because to me, these people are nobodies, for lack of a better term or terms. And I'm not saying that to say that, oh, I'm above them or whatever. I'm just saying that to say I don't know those people, and I don't care enough to know them personally. So their words and the things they have to say don't affect me, because they're not adding anything to my life. They're not helping me do what I gotta do. They're not doing anything for me. They're just there to say shit to me and try to crack a joke off me. And I don't even respond. Or I just give like a faint thumbs up or something. Because I don't talk to a lot of these people at work. I have my own little crew that I talk to at work. But those are mostly people who came there around the same time as me. As for the rest of the people, I don't really talk to them. And I don't really bother. I don't stay in nobody's way. And I don't ever do more than what is required of me to do of my work. I refuse to work above my pay grade. I refuse to do anything that requires me to work above my pay grade. We work. The hours are 9. The hours are 7 to 4. And you have a lunch hour. And you have a lunch hour between that 7 to 4. Which shouldn't be the case. Which you don't get paid for. But you should actually get paid for it. Ironically. Right? It's crazy. But you don't get paid for that lunch hour. And if you don't take your lunch, you don't get paid overtime either. They don't pay overtime. Like I said, no overtime, no bonuses, no nothing. They took everything. And when it comes to money, they cheap, they stingy. By the way, the people who are doing most of the heavy work, the heavy lifting, the driving, all of that shit, the delivery, they get paid the least out of everybody else. Those are the people who are doing most of the hard work. As for the managers or people who just sit in the office all day in the AC or whatever, they get paid more for doing absolutely fucking, for sitting on their ass all day. And before someone says, but oh, they got to deal with paperwork and stuff, that's mentally taxing. Yeah, that's fine. But it would be good if these people fought for us. Get a raise, but these people stint you with their money. You could fight all you want, you won't get shit out of them. And that's just sad. That is what it is. This topic has been on my mind for a while, and this might not even be like an hour long episode, because this is really just all what I want to talk about. But I keep looking at the screen and not at the actual camera. I'm not used to this yet, I'm sorry. But I say that to say, these people, they don't give a fuck. Companies don't give a fuck about you. giant companies, corporations, they don't give a fuck about you. You work yourself out, you overwork yourself, you die. They just see you, they just gonna be like, aw, that's sad. They give whoever the insurance money that you signed for, and they hire someone new. Who is you to them? They don't give a fuck. Wow, one birth and you died. That's sad. Carry on. That's the sad reality of it. And now I'm not asking for these companies or corporations to make like a super funeral or something for these people. But don't just toss them away like they were nobodies too, right? When you have people working hard for you, you got to show them how much you appreciate them. And the only way you get people to work hard is if you show them money. I ain't even gonna lie. A lot of people at my work refuse to work hard now. A lot of the newer people. And they leave in just about 2-3 weeks after being hired to a new job. That's how shitty this job is. People keep leaving and coming, leaving, coming. This job is looking for new people still. Don't take it. I'm not going to name drop the job, but if you know what the fuck I'm talking about. Yeah. Fuck them. I know someone is telling me, like, it's probably wondering why I still work there if I hate the job so much. It's because of the position I'm in at the job. I'm a helper on the road for deliveries. And my partner has been there for roughly 30 plus years. He has no stress on him. There's no one who could tell him what to do. And I'm with him. And he is very fair. Great person. Amazing person overall. Respectful. I have no headache at the job. None. But the environment makes you not want to go there. It's sickening. It's suffocating. Things people do. It's crazy. But I got to do it for the little bit of change I got. And because finding other jobs are hard right now. Unnecessary. Yeah, but finding other jobs are also hard right now. So yeah. Don't even stress your head about this job. I don't stress about it. We go, we do what we gotta do, we come back to work. We don't have any headache. Because no one is gonna give us headache. I learned from him not to let people travel over me, and I won't. I won't let this company travel over me. I don't do what I don't feel like doing. I'm not gonna work hard. I'm not gonna do things above my pay grade. And I don't bother. I'm not a hindrance to the work. And nobody has complaints about me. I work. I am a worker. People wonder if I work. People probably think I don't work at all. But I'm a guaranteed worker. I just won't make myself work hard if I don't have to work hard. I'm not going to go above and beyond for a little bit of pay and not get nothing out of it. Sorry. But yeah. I think that's where I'm going to leave it off for today. Moral is, if you didn't take anything from my whatever the fuck I was talking about, basically, don't let companies trick you into thinking they care about you. Don't go above and beyond for these companies. Don't trust everybody at work. Do for you. Don't let them stress you out. Stress does kill. Take care of yourself. And until next time. Stay listening, my lovely loners. See y'all later. Also, check on my Patreon at patreon.com/wellknownloner. Later.